There have been more strikes across the Middle East, including in Tehran, and frustrated comments from the US president. Take us through.
Sally, Israel, for starters, has been hitting political sites in Iran. It says it's struck the office of the Iranian president. There are also Israeli and Iranian media reports this morning that the IDF has hit the Assembly of Experts compound in the south of Tehran. This is an 88-person body that is tasked with choosing the next supreme leader after the killing of the Ayatollah. It comes, though, as the death toll across Iran nears 800 people. That's according to the Red Crescent. Meanwhile, the U.S. death toll has also climbed to six service members. And as you mentioned, there is this wider international response underway, the French government saying that it'll start evacuating its nationals from the Middle East. There are some 400,000 French nationals across the Gulf region. And there are other European countries also carrying out evacuation flights as well, Sally. Germany, Italy and the UK, they're all chartering flights to repatriate nationals too right now.
And, Luke, Donald Trump has lobbed some criticism at British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
He certainly has, Sally. He has lashed out at Keir Starmer for his lack of support for the American and Israeli intervention. The UK is allowing the US to launch so-called defensive strikes on Iran from British bases in the region, but Keir Starmer has stopped short of any further support, not carrying out strikes and joining the war in other ways. The source of this frustration also appears to be over the joint British-American base on the Indian Ocean island of Diego Garcia. Mr. Trump has repeatedly criticised Mr. Starmer for a deal to hand back sovereignty of the Chagos Islands to Mauritius and then lease back the base at a cost, a deal that Mr. Trump initially supported but, is now really seems to be a source of friction between Washington and London.
By the way, I'm not happy with the UK either. That island that you read about, the lease, okay, he made it for whatever reason, he made a lease of the island. Somebody came and took it away from him, and it's taken 3-4 days for us to work out where we can land there. It would have been much more convenient landing there as opposed to flying many extra hours. So we are very surprised. This is not Winston Churchill that we're dealing with.
Sally, the president has also criticised Spain for not allowing strikes to be carried out from their bases. He's threatened to, quote, cut off all dealings with Spain. Some strong words there.
And the US president has also made comments about what the future of Iran could look like. What's he had to say, Luke?
Yeah, this is what a lot of people are looking out for, signs of a plan. Certainly that's what British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said he was looking for. A lot of citizens in the diaspora, want something other than the regime, democracy. But, there are concerns that the US could make a deal to end the fighting with figures from within the current regime.
I guess the worst case would be we do this and then somebody takes over who's as bad as the previous person, right? That could happen.
Do you have someone in mind right now?
Well, most of the people we had in mind are dead. And now we have another group. They may be dead also. So I guess you have a third wave coming in. Pretty soon we're not going to know anybody. I mean, Venezuela was so incredible because we did the attack and we kept government totally intact. It's been seamless.
There are questions around whether that is what Iranians want. An installation of someone who is still close to the regime. He's also answered questions around the prospect of installing Reza Pahlavi, the exiled former prince and son of the ousted Shah that we heard from yesterday, his interview with CBS. He does have some vocal support, inside the country and also from the diaspora community. His photos often held up at rallies, in Australia. The president saying that, maybe they want to select someone from inside the country that has current support, Sally. So still no clear plan for the future of Iran.